Hey, Ed, you hungry? Feel like getting a bite?
Sure, but I'm hungry.
What do you feel like? Where you want to go?
Oh no, not this again. This happens every time we...
Oh no, not this time. Let's just go to the Expo.
The Expo?
Yeah, the Expo, you know, the Expo. Over at 1185 Hercules in Clearwater.
The Expo?
Yes, the Expo has breakfast and lunch, from omelets to taco salad, fresh homemade food made to order, daily specials, you name it, the Expo has it.
I've heard good things. Where is the Expo at again?
The Expo restaurant is at 1185 Hercules Road in Clearwater. You know where that is.
Sure I do.
Call them for takeout, delivery, or curbside pickup. 727-461-4140.
So it's off to the Expo, I guess. I think I even saw a coupon in the BCC coupon book.
Simple as that, then. Let's go to the Expo.
Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus.
Well, good afternoon, Tampa Bay. We're in the studio today with myself, Tammy, and Matthew from the Expo.
How's it going?
It's going great. How you doing today?
Doing excellent.
All right. So let's talk a little bit first about Expo.
All right, the Expo. Matthew Christopher's new project. Right. No. So, what you want to know?
Well, I know you are the new owner of Expo,
yes,
located
sure
over
am.
At 1185 North Hercules, which Expo's been there for a million years.
Oh my gosh, I swear, I think the date of its establishment gets longer and longer
You're
and
right.
longer every single day. I'll get this 90-year-old gentleman, well, it was here when I was a kid, and I'm like,
really?
Are we sure? Like, are we sure?
Sure.
So.
All right. And I got to say, I've eaten there a few times.
Yes.
And every single thing that I try to try something different. But that taco salad was unbelievable.
Made fresh
everything's homemade.
Yes.
It was a taco salad in a shell. Hey, Polly. And the shell is homemade, which
yep.
you can absolutely tell the difference. Like, it was so delicious. It was so good.
Yes.
The meat. I don't know. It's different than any other like taco meat
yep.
I've ever had with the seasoning. It was so delicious, but it
I mean,
was just
it's real as opposed
it's
to
real.
Taco Bell.
Oh yes, yes.
It's not goat meat.
And it wasn't just like, you know, some taco seasoning packet either.
No,
you know,
it wasn't.
Because your cook there, he does everything homemade.
He sure does. He makes sure, and if I'm like, well, hey, Tito, would this not be easier? No, I got it. I'm like, all right, you got it. I'll just sit back here and just be in the way some other way.
All right. So you do have daily specials.
We do.
Yep, and they change all the time, right?
Yes, they do. So we kind of have staples like meatloafs on Monday. Wednesday we have spaghetti. Thursday's chicken parmesan. Friday's kind of more of a seafood day.
Mm.
And then you just throw some things in the mix as well, I think. Tuesday we had Greek chicken, which was
Ooh.
Really good. That was the first time I'd ever had Greek chicken.
Ooh,
and
that
I
sounds
took
good.
It home like 2 days in a row.
Oh, must
so,
be good. I gotta
yeah,
try that.
Exactly. So yeah, I kind of give him the creative freedom. One thing I do base, like I tell people or all my employees, you have two jobs while you're on the clock, and these two jobs blanket everything, and that's one, create awesome food, and two, make sure your customers leave happy. So I give him the freedom because food is art, especially in this day and age. Food is art. So it's kind of like when I go get a new tattoo or something, I give them that creative freedom because that's what yields the best results.
Exactly. So you take the expert in the field and say, we're going to go with it.
Yep, exactly.
Right. So you guys got to go check out the Expo. It looks different.
Yep.
Things are getting updated over there.
Exactly.
Everything looks nice. And some new food items on there
yep.
that you got to go check out. So that's 1185 North Hercules. And on Hercules, if you are coming from Sunset Point, you would go right past the railroad tracks.
Yep.
And it's on your left. And if you're you're coming from Gulf to Bay area, it's going to be on your right before you get to the railroad
tracks. Sometimes I drive by and I'm like, wait a second.
I actually passed it the first time only because there's a couple buildings that you between. And I, because of how you have to do the turning lane, I was like, oh, dang, I turned too soon.
But one good thing about it, Weaver Park and all those, I've learned that all those roads right there somehow end up like connecting.
Yes,
some
they
way
do.
Or another. So everything connects over there on Hercules Avenue.
You know, it actually does. I actually have a client back there on Range Road.
Okay,
it's
awesome.
Absolute Air Conditioning. I'm sorry. Yeah, their office used to be actually right behind you.
Okay.
Like if you went that first street, but now it's over on Range, which, like I said, all connected.
Connected.
The first couple times I went back there, I was so lost. I was like, wait a minute, there's their old office, but I took a right and a left, and I'm like, all right, where am I? All right, guys, so that's the Expo, 1185 North Hercules, and what's your phone number?
Oh, gosh.
I know, I called you yesterday just to verify
you
the phone number, but I didn't say who I was. I was like, I'm just checking the number.
Thank God for caller ID. Poor business, Matthew. I do not know our phone number, so just give me a minute.
While you're looking for it, I was going to say... Yeah. Hey, I have a very artistic and delicious recipe I might share with you if you're interested.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Polly just joined us in the studio, guys.
Hey there. And I have to say, Tammy has fabulous nails today.
Thank you.
Power color.
Power color, yes. So I haven't been to the expo yet since it reopened. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yes,
that chicken perm sounds fab.
Oh, gosh. I actually have some out in the Jeep I'm taking home with me tonight.
Aren't we?
Oh, yes.
Hey, we can all squeeze up on the couch and portion it off because I ain't got a dinner table or anything.
All
it's just me and the dog.
That's okay.
So the phone number is 727-461-4140.
461-4140. That's the Expo. They'll bring your food right out to your car. You can pick up takeout or you can come on in.
Yeah, come on in.
Everything's open.
Everything is open.
Yum. All right. So what were you talking about? A recipe?
Yes.
Yes. It's a special chicken salad served in a pineapple with all kinds of goodies. And it's
That sounds really good.
Very
secret ingredient.
Yummy.
Anything with pineapple.
Oh, I love pineapple too.
Yes.
I've been addicted. I live in Holiday now, so I've had to try to find new places to go. Well, unfortunately for me, but fortunately for Grill 19 over on US 19, I have gotten addicted to their salmon, but their food is so fresh. It is really, it's this tiny little place. Mm-hmm. They seat probably, I don't know, 30 people maybe.
Yeah.
But it is slam busy from the time they open the doors until they close. And their food is just 100% fresh. It is very good there.
Grill 19?
Yes, Grill 19. It's right on, almost on the corner of US 19 and Moog, but it's really, really good. Like, they do like hibachi style.
Yeah.
So all the veggies and the salmon and their teriyaki, definitely homemade. It's very good. So thanks, Grill 19. Actually, it's kind of healthy though. I think I've lost a couple pounds because I've eaten salmon and veggies like for 3 nights now. So yeah,
that's really cool. It's hard to get food that's healthy. At different times of the day.
But the reason I was even saying that is the pineapple. They do a grilled pineapple on top, which I love.
Wow.
Yes,
I'm gonna have to drive up and check that out.
Yes, for
very
real.
Good. Yes. All right, so what do you have going on today, Miss Polly?
Well, I have kind of a cool story. It's funny, on Facebook it popped up that it was 2 years ago that I published my first book, The Girl Who Sings Alphabet Backwards.
I saw that, actually, yes.
And thank you. And it was funny because last Christmas I randomly met a stranger and she was crying and sad, and it was Christmas time, and she has had a four-year-old daughter, and I had one of my books with me, so I just wrote her name in it and gave her so she could give it to her for Christmas, and I forgot about it, honestly, and then I ran into this lady today.
Wow.
And
isn't it crazy?
Yeah, it was so cool because she said that her little girl started kindergarten and already knew the alphabet thanks to my book, Forwards and Backwards.
Wow.
And so then The teacher sent home a note saying, how does she know this alphabet so well?
Yeah.
And so the lady told the teacher, and then she requested the book to be taken to school. So now the whole class shares it, and they're learning their alphabet
my
book. So
very cool.
That was joyful today, you know, amidst all the craziness. That made me so happy.
It's amazing how the universe likes to remind you, like, everything's going to be okay.
Right.
Well, when you think that something nice you did doesn't matter, it does.
It does.
It really does. You may never hear of it. But, you know, here we are, what, 10 months later?
Yep.
And I found out that some small thing, and I just went about my day, it mattered.
Sure.
It mattered to more than one person. Yeah.
It grows, and you may never know
how
many people one action touches. Like, you may never know.
And what a lot of people don't realize, too, is that when it does touch your life, I know for me, like, I do YouTube videos and, like, stuff and motivational stuff online, and ever since I moved down here, I've kind of drifted away from it because I've been busy. And the past couple of weeks, I've gotten people to hit me up, like, I'm sure for you that sparked a whole new type of creativity and a whole new fire whenever she told you that. Because I know with me, like, if I start getting low or down or something like that and somebody tells me, it really pays off. And
that's okay. Thank you.
You know,
I'm stealing a flyer from Matthew right now.
Kind of, you know, to expound on that, it's kind of nice because we don't do nice things for the
reaction. Payout, yeah.
If you're doing it, that's manipulation, if that's why you're doing it. If you're doing it because you don't expect anything or you just go on, then that's truly the right intention.
Yep,
that's
exactly.
The right motive, I should say.
Right.
And that's what spreads light.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Which, speaking of, one of my clients has an event coming up, and we're trying to help her out. It's a fundraiser for Fuse Therapy, but it's for this little girl. And, you know,
Amanda.
Her name is Presley, and she is the most adorable little girl on earth. Held the flyer up, you guys could see her. She's so cute. But she does have a disability, and she wants this bike. It is a bike specially made for kids with disabilities, and they are actually very expensive, very expensive. They're about $3,000. So her family, they can't afford the bike. The only time she gets use of one is when she does her therapy, and she just loves it so much. So my client thought, you know, let's do a fundraiser so that we can raise money to get Presley this bike. So there's an event coming up on December 5th. It's going to be a little race for all the kids with disabilities. And due to COVID, there's going to be, you know, just so many kids allowed to be on the racetrack at one time.
Sure.
It's all going to be set up. But what we're looking for is, of course, donations of cash or anything that anybody wants to donate, because we were thinking if we maybe do like an auction or something and possibly sell tickets for items. Or also, we need people, though, to volunteer to come out to the event. We're looking, which it's right up your alley, for a face painter.
Okay.
And maybe if we can, we're trying to get things donated, but maybe set up a table also where the kids can do maybe a little painting or something so they can kill time while they're waiting for the race.
That's a great idea. I think we need to definitely do an auction. It's a great time with Christmas, so people could donate, you know, stuff from their business, whether it be cupcakes or artwork or...
I mean,
you know,
even a gift certificate or anything. And so you guys can give Amanda a call if you would like more information and you would like to donate something. Her phone number is 918-810-3109. Again, that is 918-810-3109. And that is Amanda at Fuse Therapy.
She's fabulous. You'll love her. And don't be scared off by that Oklahoma prefix, that area code.
Oh, yes.
We all kept our numbers for a while, I think, when we
For sure.
I had to tell somebody yesterday. I was like, don't be alarmed.
And there's actually a Facebook page set up for the event. If you go on to Fuse Therapy's Facebook page, which is F-U-S-E Therapy, you can find the link to the page for this fundraiser, and you can find out how you can donate or donate money, and you can contact her through Facebook as well.
Fantastic.
All right. And I think we have Gary on the line.
from the Boy Scouts?
Yeah, you do.
Yes. Hi, Gary. How are you doing today?
Wonderful.
Awesome. So what do we have going on with the Boy Scouts today, Gary?
A whole bunch of stuff.
All right.
Okay. One thing, kids are busy.
That's good.
Good.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
Especially after.
Keep them busy, yes.
So there's been some talk about the Boy Scouts recently, but I just thought I would let you know something. It's a little special. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is a World Scout meeting.
Awesome.
And it's on the internet. And there are 50 million Scouts participating from 169 countries.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, wow.
And they have collectively given 1 billion hours of community service this year.
All right. Yeah. I'm sorry, did we have dead air for a second?
We did.
Sorry.
We're still here.
Yeah, so, and you can access it on YouTube, and all you do is you go World Scouting.
Okay.
And it'll show you there's 6 events a day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's amazing. 50 million Scouts. Wow.
Yep. That's very 50, impressive.
50 million.
That is a whole lot of Scouts, guys. That's awesome.
Yeah. And they all got together. We had about 50,000 of them in West Virginia in 2018.
Awesome.
And so they all came to the United States. They got to see it. They loved it. And now they're doing this internet thing so that we can get everybody back together.
That's very awesome, cool. Which actually will allow you to have even more people participate. That's amazing.
You know, the Boy Scouts, you know, the whole organization, it's about opening up possibilities for these children. They would have never thought about certain things, you know, whether it's archery or learning cooking over a fire. I remember when my brother went through it, my mom was den mother. It was, you know, so cute, the little Cub Scouts.
Yeah.
And, you know, and watching him, you know, eventually get an Eagle Scout. And my friend's son is an Eagle Scout, too. So I can't say enough good things about that organization and everything they learn and how they turn out to be gentlemen, you know.
Yes.
And that's how it should be. You learn life skills, you know, as well.
That is so true. You know, we've had Ryan, who is an affiliate of Gary, in the studio and on the phone as well. But he is one of the most respectful young men that I have ever met. Should be very proud of that one.
Very much so. Go ahead. Oh. Well, sorry. I was going to say, and like it helped him find his passion as well, which was to mentor these other kids and
absolutely.
These kids coming up, specifically in his area, which was like South St. Pete.
Mm-hmm.
So
true. So good job, Gary. Good job.
I got another thing on this, right? We're talking about kids with disabilities.
Yes.
We have a special setup in Scouts for kids with disabilities.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I would love to give you the contact information for my client because that's what she's an occupational therapist. And that's actually all that she works with is kids with disabilities.
Great. So we have a dedicated program for that with our council, actually, in Tampa Bay.
Awesome.
And we take care of that in very well. And they get to do things that they never thought they could do at their level of capability.
Right.
And they're supported by their brother Scouts all the way.
That's amazing. See, that's what's that kind of so unique about Amanda, actually, the Fuse Therapy. She's not traditional at all. What she actually does is she works along with children's therapist or whatever programs they're already working. And what she does is she takes them out into the community to experience things, like whether it be a walk. And really, the Scouts would be right up her alley to participate with some of her children with the, you know, different events that you guys have and stuff like that. So you definitely need to talk to Amanda.
And, you know, one thing, too, is, you know, no matter what disability you might have, you can still help others in the community. And that's one big thing that Scouts teaches. You know, you can still pick up trash that's litter. You can do any number of things to help others. And that's a big deal because no matter how bad off we are, there's somebody worse.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
we learn humility through these things. You know,
that is so true. So that's awesome. Awesome, awesome, Gary.
Yeah, I got more. Whenever you're ready.
All right.
Lay
definitely
it on us.
For
Lay
sure.
It on us.
What oh my gosh, more than 50 million? That's amazing.
Yeah, well I of course am we're doing a big donation drive for scouting, of course, but we're doing we're recognizing all the first responders.
Oh, great.
In
yes.
Pinellas County, and that includes fire department, sheriff, police, and EMTs.
Oh, fantastic.
That's yes. Awesome. That is impressive. So that's awesome.
That's on December 1st. Okay. We're doing that.
Oh, great.
How do we get involved in that, or how would the public be involved? Go to your website? Or?
Yeah, you can go straight on to the Greater Tampa Bay Area Council.
Okay.
And it's and all you need to do is just put Scouting Tampa Bay.
Scouting Tampa Bay, okay.
And that will take you onto the site, and they will have it up there now, and it explains what we're doing with the different counties. We have 9 different counties, and specifically there's a section there on Pinellas County and who we're recognizing and what it's all about.
Yep, I just Googled it real quick, and it comes right up, and that is awesome.
I think that's so great because people don't understand, you know, what our first responders and law enforcement go through. You know, I have a little bit of idea. My brother was a first responder and a fireman, and so some of the calls they go on, they're like first to some really violent things that go on.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really unpredictable. And, you know, they rescue children from car accidents. They rescue, you know, they do amazing things. And, you know, you can donate stuffed animals. And
well, right. As we were speaking earlier, like one small action can affect many, many people.
Yes.
And our first responders are a group of people that every single day they are selfless.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They put everyone else above themselves to go out and to help people, to rescue people, to put themselves in dangerous situations
right.
in order to save other people. And they absolutely deserve to be, you
recognized.
Know, recognized
yep.
for that and celebrated for that.
Yes.
We hear so much bad, but, you know, these guys don't go around singing their own praises. They
exactly.
do this every day,
yep.
you know? Yeah.
There's one story I'd like to relate, which is kind of important. There was a EMT that he works in Pinellas County, and he volunteered to go to Nepal when there was an earthquake in Nepal.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
And when he was there, he found a lady with 2 young girls in the street. Hmm. And so he stopped to find out what was going on. And what had happened is there had been an earthquake, and her husband had gone to the hospital to volunteer to give blood for the earthquake victims.
Oh.
And there was a second earthquake, and the hospital collapsed on him and killed him.
Oh, wow.
He was the primary source of income for the family, and in Nepal, the women don't work.
Right.
So she's got 2 kids now. They're out on the street. They got no source of income.
Wow.
So he got the other emergency medical techs and so forth together, and they sponsored the 2 kids for school because they were both girls.
Hmm.
And in Nepal, they don't care whether the girls go to school or not.
Right.
So he sponsored them all the way through college.
Wow.
And he got the lady an associate degree in cosmetology so that she could earn a living.
What a good man.
That's very impressive.
And then he
man.
Followed up all the time. And when I was talking to him, he got a text message. And it was from Nepal, and it was from the 2 girls giving him their school grades.
Wow.
Oh, that's
really
so
impressive.
Awesome. That
so
is a great
these
story.
Are, these are the kind of people that we have in our community, and I think they're absolutely outstanding individuals.
Absolutely, I agree.
Yes, and that speaks volumes, too, because, you know, here in America, we can get scholarships
yep.
as females. You know, as oppressed as people seem to think we are, how would you like to live in Nepal? Like, I'm serious. Like,
right.
I mean, I could go to school. Like, you know, yes, sometimes it felt like men had better opportunity. But overall, can
right.
we really complain that much?
Exactly. Every time you think you have it bad, like you said earlier, somebody definitely has it worse than you. So we just have to appreciate what we do have and, you know, thrive in our own situations.
I was talking to this 91, he's 91 years old, and on his birthday, he got his first, on his 91st birthday, he got his first tattoo. This man's like a celebrity at the restaurant, because every time he walks in, somebody's got to ask him about it.
Aww.
And y'all talking about that and how to live with a positive attitude. Today, I asked him, I was like, you know, what's your secret to life? And he says, I get up every morning, and I literally, he said, just like a movie, I open my door and just yell outside and be like, man, it's a fantastic day.
Aww.
And, you know, if we, it's like you said, people have it a lot worse than we do.
Yes.
And even when we're going through our hardest times, you know, we, you know, somebody's got it a lot worse. And so it really does make you think and stay humbled. And show that humility towards all these people.
You know, that is very true. I appreciate my grandmother. She taught me that lesson when I was very young, and mm-hmm. I actually never, ever forgot it. And I'm very thankful to her because it created me to be the person that I am.
Mm-hmm.
It was my dad. My dad was being a spoiled little brat when he was a kid. And she had taken him over to one of her friends' houses to have dinner.
Yeah.
And he kept putting his feet on her coffee table. And she kept telling him not to do it, and he was just being, you know, snippy, and, you know, so she had to take him outside, and so he was complaining, and the whole reason he was upset, apparently, is because my grandmother was struggling.
Yeah.
My grandfather, her husband, had passed away, and this was, you know, back mm-hmm. in the days when women really didn't have a lot of opportunities for jobs and whatnot. Well, she became a beautician, and she ended up opening her own shop and everything, but they were struggling with money at that time, and he wanted new shoes. So apparently, he kept putting his feet up on the table.
Wow.
So he's whining, and he's telling her he wants these shoes, and he wants these shoes. Well, apparently he had never been to my grandmother's friend's house before, and it was a new place he had been.
Yeah.
So my grandmother took him into the kitchen, and she had a talk with him, but the little boy that was her friend's son, he was actually in a wheelchair, and he was born with no legs.
Wow.
And so she said to him, how, you know, after she showed, you know, in front of him and everything, she was like, how would you like it if you did not have feet to put shoes on?
Yeah,
appreciate exactly. what you have.
Yep.
That's right.
And so I just always remember that story. She told me that when I was like 7, and I've always remembered it. But it's the truth. Like, we can think our situation is very bad, but somebody always has something worse off than us.
Yep. And it's that humility, like, to one another, to keep everybody uplifted. You know, we
Absolutely.
Often forget that, you know, somebody is going through a lot
right.
more struggles than we are, whether it be financially,
right.
whether it be emotionally, whatever it may be. And, you know, for us to be not put ourselves in the forefront and, like, take a step back mm-hmm. and, like, talk to them.
Right.
And that I have a story similar to that as well. And this kind of goes back to the basis of my business. I think I've talked to you about this before, is people ask me why I do what I do. And the simple reason is when I was a kid, I'll never forget, I was a spoiled kid. And I'll be the first and foremost to admit it. But my parents taught me what it took to get to where they were. And we were at Walmart. Me and my aunt was at Walmart, and I had gotten a new toy, and she was just talking to this lady, just didn't know her from Adam, and just kept talking. And I'm like, and Carol, like, finally we left. I was like, why did you talk to her for so long? She said, Matthew, you never know what that person might be going through. She said, you could be the only smile they see today.
Mm-hmm.
So that really laid the principles down for all my businesses. And all of that is, you know, and that's how I live life. Like, people ask me, why do I smile all the time? And I'm like, because you never know.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what that other person's going through. And still to this day, that's been, I would say, 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady at Walmart still comes up to me and she says, how's your mom doing?
Aww.
Which is my aunt. But all the time. So people don't forget that type of stuff.
That's true.
And it's... Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. And I was just going to say, that's exactly what I think Scouts is all about.
Yeah, mm-hmm,
is
for sure.
They give a lot of children hope where there is none.
Mm-hmm.
They mentor many children, maybe that don't have two parents in the household.
Yep.
They also give children something to do with their time instead mm-hmm. of, you know, when you're sitting there and you have nothing to do, you think of maybe getting in trouble or yep. hanging around with the wrong people right. or something.
Broadens so the perspective.
Scouts yeah. is a very important organization. Yes. And I really appreciate you, Gary. And I think that you are an awesome person and you definitely give back to our yeah. world.
So mark it down December 1st, right?
December 1st.
December yes. 1st.
You're
December
welcome.
December 1st.
First responders.
There's
EMTs.
One other thing I wanted to say, right?
Absolutely.
Another story, if it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a friend of mine whose career in life didn't start out so good. And he was in Miami, Florida. And at 7 years old, his dad was killed by a rival drug gang.
Mm. Oh, wow.
In other words, his father was dealing drugs for a living.
Right.
So all he wanted to do from the time he was 7 was to grow up, get his own drug gang, and knock off the guys that had killed his father.
Right.
Until he ran into a police officer. And the police officer introduced him to scouting when he was 11.
Aww.
And since that point, this guy, his first name is Rudy, he went through scouting, became an Eagle Scout. He became a professional scouter, and he was in the Brownsville, Texas area. And I don't know if you know, but there's a lot of drug trafficking that goes across that border.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely, yeah.
So what he did was I gave him 60,000 copies of drug education materials, and he gave it to his scout leaders that were older scout leaders, you know, had older kids. Okay. And those scout leaders happened to be Border Patrol agents.
Oh, wow.
So they gave those booklets all across the Texas-Mexico border, and those kids went into all of the schools that were on the border
mm-hmm.
and gave drug education lectures to all of the children.
Wow. That's amazing.
That is very...
Now that...
But you don't hear about that stuff, right?
Right.
And that's sad.
But that's yeah, one
on
thing
the air
I
right
wanted
now,
you to
we
know.
Have Bill from Bill's Auto Repair. He has mobile. He has Napa. He deals with high-quality products. He once was the honorary mayor of Palm Harbor.
On the radio.
And tell me if I said this before. I think he's the most trusted person that I do business with. There's no one with more trust and honor than Bill. And he owns Bill's Auto Repair and Tire. Bill, what does it take to run an auto and repair and tire company? Like, what is it that makes you so successful?
Bill?
Well, it takes honesty.
All right, how do I get it back?
Are you still with us, Bill?
Well, I don't want it. Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. Oh, right. Well, Brian was just saying, what do you think it takes to own a business and to be successful?
Brian always likes to bring a little humor to the show, huh? So why does he ask me a question like that?
Oh, you know, gosh. We're talking about all sorts of things today, Bill. We have Gary on the line. He's one in the Boy Scouts, and he's an awesome guy. Actually, I think you two would be very similar people, very honorable, very good men. So tell us a little bit about your business.
A little bit about my business. Well... Physically, it's up in Palm Harbor. I got two locations. They both sell mobile gas, M-O-B-I-L, and we have auto repair in both of the facilities. Went into business about 29 years ago up at the corner of U.S. 19 and Tampa Road. And then we opened up a second facility down on alternate 19 right by on Nebraska. So we got two locations. It's a family-run. Run it with my two sons and my wife, and I have an excellent staff. I mean, that's one of the things that make the business successful is obviously the people that are working with you.
So. Absolutely.
We hear you were a Boy Scout, too. Is that right?
Well, that was a long time.
But you were still in there, so they laid the ground the grounding.
And I was a scoutmaster for a couple of years, and I shouldn't say I did it, but I mean, in the troop that I was scoutmaster, five of my kids, four of the kids made it to Eagle Scout. So that's, if those that know the scouting program know, that's quite a tribute to anybody that can reach that platform and be an Eagle Scout.
That's right. That's amazing. Yeah, we were just talking to Gary. They have a huge event coming up with 50 million scouts from all over the world getting together. And also they have a second event coming up on December 1st, which is they're going to honor the first responders from Pinellas County, which I think is just amazing.
Yeah. And I assume it's going to be some type of virtual event, I assume.
Yeah, Gary, tell us about that again so Bill can hear.
Okay, Bill, give me your phone number.
Make it easy.
Phone number first, story later.
Oh, okay.
What's your phone number?
727-787-8472.
Okay, give me that again.
727-787-8472.
Okay, great. I got it.
All right.
So, what was I supposed to tell them?
tell them about the event with the 50 million kids, and then.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay. So, normally we have what are called jamborees, and I'm sure you're familiar with them. But we can't do that because of COVID. So what we're doing is World Scouting is putting on an event Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's going to be on YouTube. It's 6 hours each day. And there are over 50 million scouts participating worldwide from 169 countries. And they're going to highlight the different countries and what they're doing in their country.
Awesome.
And so it starts Friday, tomorrow, and goes Saturday and Sunday.
Wow.
Awesome.
And so you can watch it on YouTube. It's technically called JOTA, J-O-T-A.
Okay.
And I have no idea what the heck that stands for, but that's the organization. It's called World Scouting.
Okay.
And you can look it up on the internet. You just go to World Scouting. And it'll show you the event and what's going on.
Say hey, Bill. All right.
That sounds great. So
I think it's just amazing that,
yes,
like, we live in a time now that, yes, we are going through a pandemic. Yes, our whole lives have changed, but we can still have a little bit of normalcy with the way technology is these days and those connections.
That's right.
That's
Bill.
Good. Bill, what do you think of that? What's going on with the pandemic and trying to still keep the Boy Scouts alive? What's your feelings on that?
Well, I mean, I think obviously the Boy Scout program is a great program. Too bad it went, happened whatever happened to it, which is, I guess, another story. But the thing of it is, especially with the Boy Scouts and with the business groups that I'm in, I mean, and my business in particular, I mean, it's a relationship type business, you know? And all of those events are, to do it electronically, remotely, or via Zoom, I'm not a fan of it. You know, I'm a person like you are, and that's what I like. So to do things remotely, I don't get excited about it. Maybe the young people do, but not me.
Not me either. Yeah. And on that note, I'm going to step out, but stay tuned for Eat, Shop, and Play with me, and we're doing a little tribute to Eddie Van Halen today.
Awesome.
All right, cool.
No,
all right.
So do you like Eddie Van Halen, Bill?
I can't name any of the songs, but obviously I like his music, but that doesn't mean I have
I'm the same.
Van Halen. It's just that I don't remember names.
What's the favorite song you have?
I don't know. Play some. They're all good.
Give me a band you like.
Brian, don't put me on the spot now.
I remember you like Yanni. Remember Yanni?
Yeah.
Because I remember you were going to a concert of his years ago. Do you remember that?
Oh, you're dating yourself, Brian.
How about Hot for Teacher?
Yeah. But I do remember you going.
Yeah, we don't have any
Hot for Teachers?
Hot for Teacher. 1984 album.
Okay. So anyhow, we're going to play some Steely Dan. I don't know what Hot for Teachers is, but play it if you like. Is it Hot for Teachers?
Hot for Teachers.
Let's play Hot for Teachers. Is that okay, Bill?
So how's the business going with you, Brian? How are you doing with your cash coupon magazine during all this?
Oh, it's going great, man. We've expanded into Pinellas Park, and we expanded a little bit into Holiday. So both ways. You know, they say you shouldn't fight on two fronts, but we've expanded, and things are going good because money's tight. Like, we had, who was it? Our place said last month he had more coupons back than any time before because of the fact that we're people's monies are tight, so they're tending to look at coupons a little more.
Yep.
Right, and then we have the man here, Matthews, from the... Oh, did we tell you about the Halloween thing we're doing? This is Bill. We donate $20 to it. What we're doing, Bill, is we're doing safe holiday stuff. We're going to have music, live music, right?
And yep, it's from Stick Martin, and it starts at Jilly Beans on Patricia Avenue in Dunedin.
Yeah, it's Saturday, October 31st, and it's going to be on Patricia Avenue, and it's going to be providing a safe place for our children to enjoy Halloween. And they're going to be 30 parking spaces filled with local businesses and residents with decorated trucks and goodies for the treaters.
Yep, and also Jilly Beans is given out if you want to bring your puppy and you don't happen to have a child. She's got the doggy ice cream if you want to come by just to get out of your house for a little while. And also all the kids get a free cone as well.
Very cool.
And there's a free puppy cup for all dogs.
Yes.
What do you think of that, Bill?
That's a beautiful thing.
Right. It's a it's a providing a safe place for our children to enjoy Halloween.
Right.
And it's the first one. All right. So can we put you down for $20?
Yes, sir. I'll take it.
There you go.
And then your name goes on this sponsorship. We're making a big thing. Who sponsored the show? And what we're going to do with the $20 is buy candy. Matthew here is donating 10 signs. So we're going to put signs up, safe Halloween place for your children to get candy, and then live music. So we're going to put signs up all over the place, and then we're going to post posters up of people that sponsored the show. So you immediately will go on the poster.
Very good. Thank you, Brian.
Bill's, what's the name?
It's not Supergas anymore. It's
Bill's Auto Repair and Tire. Mobile Napa. You guys are at Florida Avenue and Alternate 19 in Palm Harbor, and we're in Tampa Road in US 19.
Yep.
On in Palm Harbor.
And the thing is, you know, if you need your car fixed, guys, Bill has so much integrity. Am I right?
Yeah. Who do I say? Like, Bill might think this is bull, but when you guys asked me, that was like about a month ago, and you asked me on the radio, who has the most integrity in who I do business with, who'd I say?
Bill. It's true.
It's like it doesn't even, because integrity is when no one's watching you do the right thing.
Yep.
And that's you, Bill.
You know, he was a scoutmaster. That's what we were talking about. And Gary was telling him about the event that we have coming up. He was a scout himself, and he was a scoutmaster. So that does not surprise me.
Nope.
Yeah, and that's where he gets the integrity from.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Boy Scouts are
great. Okay, if Bill's doing it, I'm doing it.
All right, Gary. Yeah, Gary, you're here locally. Come out to the event and come see us.
And then also we're going to include some Ginzu knives. And wait, we got more. Anyhow, we got Jeff on the line. This is a guy that saves lives. Jeff, you there? Hello? Is Jeff there?
Uh-oh.
Hey, Brian.
I'm here.
Yeah, okay.
I got to run.
But Bill, you
run, Brian.
Okay, that's what you do too, buddy.
Have a good one.
I can say this. You know, this might come across wrong, but I can actually say this. I love Bill.
He's a very good man. Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
All right, folks. Thank you. Folks.
God bless you, Bill.
Thank you, Brian. Stop by and see me.
Thank you.
Okay, so we got this is a man that saves lives, right? We did a deal where we had him do an ad in our magazine. Someone called up. Am I right, Jeff, what I'm saying so far?
Yeah.
Someone called up. Why don't you tell the story?
So it was a couple in, I think, Trinity area, that northern county area, and he called up and basically said, you know, the family of five hadn't really been to the doctor in years, wanted just a preventative plan. Make a long story short, he went in for his annual checkup, and it turned out that he had cancer.
Wow.
And obviously, because of the Affordable Care Act, pre-conditions were covered. So they found the cancer, and I think now he's 2 years into remission.
That's an awesome story, Jeff.
I think it was a three-year battle with cancer, but you know, he was able to get the coverage. I think his plan for the whole family of five cost about $100 a month.
Wow!
And then each year for his cancer treatments. Everything out the door was a max of, I think, $650 per year.
That's unbelievable.
Out of pocket for all of his hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in cancer treatment.
Right.
Nice thing is there was no lifetime or annual caps on his plans. So, no companies were able to drop him or cancel his insurance. Right. So. But yeah, he's very happy now.
That's a great story. And we're speaking with Jeff Mercado from Get Covered USA. If you guys have any questions about health insurance, and especially with this crazy time we're living in right now, he is so helpful. Jeff, so many people have just called you just to get information, and you're always so patient, and you answer everyone's questions. And if you don't know the answer, you always find the answer out. But guys, give him a call at 727-417-5534. And that's Get Covered USA. That's for all your insurance questions, because you do life insurance as well, right? You do health, dental, vision, accident, Medicare, and with our lovely whatever we have insurance now with our government that is going on.
It's like spaghetti. If it sticks when you throw it to the wall, it works.
Yeah, so we do offer Aflac's suite of products with some other companies as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then, one of the things, a lot of people don't know this, but if you have a plan that's not a qualified health plan, or if it's like a discount card, those plans don't cover COVID, anything pertaining to COVID. So no vaccine when it comes out, no testing. And last week I went in for a test because my mom was in town. And I was able to go, over to the Advent Health, get a rapid test, got my results in 16, 17 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And they come out of pocket with a penny. So
awesome.
It was nice to have that coverage and know that if, God forbid, if I did have any complications due to COVID, it would be covered at 100% no cost to me. But you can only get those benefits through a qualified health plan. If you're under 65 through the marketplace, which is us, or over 65 if you're on a Medicare plan. So those are the only ways to get that coverage.
Right. So what is kind of going on right now? I know a lot of people probably have questions about healthcare on marketplace.
We've got probably the largest expansion of companies coming into the state of Florida. That we've had in years. So companies that have been here are expanding. Cigna has entered back into the Florida marketplace, so now we'll be able to offer Cigna health plans along with Florida Blue, which is obviously Blue Cross Blue Shield of Florida. Ambetter, which is Sunshine Health here in Florida. Molina, Oscar. So we have a lot of products, a lot of different companies that you could choose from with different doctor networks. But all the plans cover things like annual checkups, physicals, pap smears, mammograms, all 100% free, zero copay, zero deductible.
Awesome.
Very cool.
So, guys, if you have any questions, give Jeff a call, 727-417-5534, Get Covered USA.
How many people don't have insurance?
So there's 1.1 million people that qualify for a zero premium plan that are uninsured.
Wow.
And they should get it.
In the state of Florida. Yeah, I mean, obviously, it says zero premium plan. Why not have it? right. not have that right. Have that protection.
I always say that when you see the word zero, how can anybody do worse than zero? You think about it. What's the worst someone can do? In what's the worst? Give me the number.
Don't have one.
Zero.
Well,
right. So what if you have zero?
Have the coverage and they go, you know, they go for their annual checkup.
What do they have to lose? They have nothing to lose by joining. So there's a zero. It just makes no sense. But we got just wanted to get health without the high. You know, you're talking about health. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, how are you? Jeff, great, this man. Is Bruce. He sells health without the high. Are you familiar with CBD stores? Your CBD store? Are you familiar with those type of stores, the CBD oils and stuff?
No. I've never been in one. No, I see them kind of randomly, but don't really know anything about them, to be honest with you.
Okay, so Bruce, tell Matthew and Tammy and me and
Tom. I see
and Tom.
Bruce every weekend.
Okay, so
hey, hey, Matthew, how's it going?
Good, sir.
Yeah.
How are you?
Okay, so tell Jeff, because he deals with health, but health without the high. Explain what it is.
Yeah, Jeff, we're your CBD store, Palm Harbor. We're located behind the Outback on US 19, just south of Tampa Road. All of our products are U.S.-based, organically grown, and third-party lab-tested. It's all plant science, as we say, so it's all natural. We're USDA organic certified. Like I said, we have a wide range of products, from tinctures to water-soluble to edibles, pet products, vapes and CBD flower, beauty products and baths. So come out and check us out. Like I say, right behind the Outback on US 19, south of Tampa Road in Palm Harbor. So
awesome. There's a lot of benefits to CBD, actually.
So.
It doesn't make you high.
No, exactly.
It actually, like if you need relaxation, yep. I actually have tried the bath bomb and it was absolutely amazing.
I've used
bath
bombs.
And it really, really did relax me and it was great.
Yep. I talked to Bruce a couple of weeks ago and, you know, one thing that has ever helped my anxiety is CBD. And, you know, I get on it and then I get off. Then I get on it. And I know I need it. And even my joints and everything is somebody that's on their feet 14 hours a day.
Right.
Yeah. We're seeing a lot of people right now that are suffering from anxiety. So a lot of people are coming in that have never had anxiety problems before and finding some relief with CBD. We have a special sleep product. It's called CBN. One of the other minor cannabinoids in the CBD family, and it's helping people because they're having trouble, so much anxiety, they're having trouble sleeping as well. So come in, give us a try. We have a 30-day money-back guarantee on all our products.
Like I said, we're
U.S.-based, grown organically here in the U.S. We have over 600 stores nationally, and our headquarters is right here in St. Pete, Florida.
Very cool.
Wow, you're good. You are the spokesman.
Yeah, he is.
But Jeff,
Bruce
tell
is
us,
a good guy.
Tell us about your baby. What's going on?
My baby?
Your baby.
He's so cute.
Yeah, he is really cute. He's 7 weeks old now, going on 8 weeks.
Aww.
And he's a little ham. He's absolutely adorable.
Congratulations. And we don't have much time left, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Gary. Thank you,
Bruce.
Bill. Thank you, Bruce. Thank you, Brian. Greg. Thank you, Matthew. Thank you, Polly.
Thanks for the reminder call.
Thank you,
Tom. Thanks,
Jeff,
guys.
Hey, bye, Jeff. Congratulations on your baby.
Thank you.
And maybe next week we can have you on. You can do a little more.
Yeah, text me earlier.
Okay. Absolutely.
I don't know what day of the week
you.
It is.
But
like
if I can,
we'll
devote the whole show to you next week if you want.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Tampa Bay. Have a great day.
Thank you.
God bless America.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.